Number one for new country, it's Kix 105.5. The Urban and the Underwood. It's Mr. Morning and Susie. It's 8:19. Welcome to your Friday morning. Getting ready for the weekend. Getting ready for Jessica Lynn's return. Her welcome back concert happening tomorrow night in Yorktown. And Jess is on the phone with us right now. Hey, welcome back, Jess.
Jessica.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you had 2 months in Europe. Part of your European tour, huh?
Yeah, it feels like a dream, honestly. I can't believe we've been gone for so long. I'm really, really looking forward to Saturday and seeing a hometown crowd and friends and family. And it feels very surreal to be back. Even just normal things that I do on a daily basis, like go get iced coffee from the bagel shop, feels like so weird.
Right.
I'm just not used to a lot of things yet. I mean, 2 months is a long time to get used to one routine.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have iced coffee in Europe as well. I mean,
they don't.
No,
they don't.
Really?
No iced coffee.
Wow.
I found it at two Starbucks once. but no, it's not a thing. And either is regular coffee, really. It's all kind of espresso and very small cups. So the first day that we got back, I was like, I need to get an iced coffee. And I went and I got a big large from Dunkin' Donuts. And I was shaking from the amount of caffeine.
Getting a caffeine overdose there.
Oh, man.
My body is just not used to it at this point. It was like just uncontrollably hyper.
So you were in Germany and England, right?
Yeah, we did Italy, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and the UK.
Wow. So you guys were really busy. How's the reception over there to country music? I've heard it's pretty good.
It's amazing. And what I do is really a mix of everything. I'm not a pure country artist, so it's country, pop, rock, everything put together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they love all styles of music over there. And although the country market isn't as big as it is here, the reception to music in general is massive. So, I mean, the festivals were huge that we played, and the crowds are just so... The thing I love about Europe so much is that the crowds are just so appreciative of live music and songwriting and musicianship, and they really, really pay attention at a show. It's really, really unique and interesting. Even with the language barrier, it's so interesting to hear after the concerts how many people picked up on the words or asking me about song titles or things, which is really cool as a songwriter.
Yeah.
And it honestly was some of the best times of my whole life. And the people we met were incredible. One really cool thing is that in Europe, I received a lot of gifts. People were so sweet coming to shows with handmade things picture books that they made me.
Tiffane,
I know she's listening in from France right now, and she made me some beautiful gifts, so thank you for that. So now it's weird. You guys have people listening and overseas right now.
Wow.
Sweet.
Hello, Europe.
That's right. You are a worldwide force.
So we're talking with Jessica Lynn from Yorktown. She's back. She was on a European tour and having a big welcome home concert tomorrow night at the DeVito Veterans Memorial Field. And that's happening. You're hitting the stage at 8, but there's a big festival going on all day, right?
Yeah, it's the first time that Yorktown has ever done anything like this. They're doing an all-day music festival and fair. So it starts at noon. The music will start at noon, then we go on around 8. But there's vendors all day. One of my friends is making her amazing homemade truffles. She has a booth. Definitely stop by Trufflicious Treats. They're so good. They made me way overweight for the beginning of this.
Who cares?
I was like, please stop making me truffles. There's going to be iced coffee vendors, barbecue vendors, a beer garden, rides for kids. It's really, really going to be a fun event. And we've kind of pulled out all the stops again for our show at night. I was really excited to come home. So I'm like, what can I do to make this super cool?
Wow. So
we're working on a lot of really cool stuff. And Yorktown's never seen a big concert like we're going to do outdoors or on that field tomorrow night. So I'm really, really excited.
And it's free to get in.
That's right.
It
absolutely
is.
Free.
We love free.
It is. Who doesn't love free?
Yeah, it's being presented by the Yorktown Lions, and admission, as Susie says, absolutely free. So come on down, bring your family, bring the friends, and see Jessica performing at 8 o'clock. But the activities and the music is going to be going on all day, starting at noon.
And
yeah, bring your lawn chairs, because all this rain today, you're not going to want to be sitting with a wet butt there.
That's right. That's right.
It's true that. Kix1055.com has the full rundown.
Everything is there for you. And hey, congratulations on the success of this new song, Crazy Idea.
Thank you.
I hear it's doing really well online and everything.
Oh my gosh, that was one of the coolest moments of my life when we were overseas in Europe getting ready for this big festival in France, and my guitarist Steven comes running in my hotel room. He's like, "Did you see this?" I'm like, "What?" He was like, "The industry chart." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, what is it?" And I couldn't believe that in Crazy Idea, the song's its first week, it was the number 9 most downloaded song by country radio stations, and the number 4 most streamed song. And we came in above, like, Kenny Chesney and all these amazing artists, mm-hmm. and that was so, so cool for me. And then now it actually has entered the Music Row chart, so it's beginning to chart, and this is my first time having a song chart and really be played on country radio, so this has just been such an exciting summer for me, and I can't wait to see what's next, and I can't wait to celebrate tomorrow with everybody.
All right, the concert is tomorrow night at the Jack DeVito, Memorial Field down there?
Mm-hmm.
In Yorktown Heights, and you can catch Jessica Lynn. 8 o'clock is when she goes on, and the rest of the entertainment starts at noon. Big festival, and you can catch Jess. Good luck, with the show tomorrow night, and you're going to be on Long Island on Saturday.
Thank you.
Port Jeff, I think you're going out to Port Jeff on Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Sunday. And Port Jeff
Sunday,
is special
right. I'm sorry,
to
Sunday.
Me. That's okay. I'm all types of screwed up, so I don't every time you say the show's tomorrow, I'm like, it is?
Yes, it is. Yes,
that's
it is.
My internal reaction.
You're back to reality now, Jess.
Sunday, it's at Port Jeff, which is a beautiful little village down Long Island. And my grandparents actually have a house near there. So as a kid, I always used to go to Port Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the best ice cream shop there in the village. So I used to go there all the time, and I have lots of memories. And the venue is called Theater 3. It's a beautiful, beautiful venue. So this is kind of just an all-around homecoming memory weekend for me. And I'm really excited for both the shows and to see everybody.
No, we're glad you're back. There was a void for 2 months there in our lives, but we're glad you're now back, Jess. And you don't mind if we play the new song, do you, Crazy Idea?
Please, that'd be such a crazy idea.
Let's do that. Little awesome. Jessica Lynn for you, a little preview of tomorrow night, what's to come. And thanks, and welcome back, Jess. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.